How do you know when your AI assistant is reaching its limits? Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Monday, March 24th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about ChatGPT's new feature that transparently shows its usage limits. Let's dive in. OpenAI has rolled out a handy new feature for ChatGPT Plus users, allowing them to easily track their usage of deep research reports and GPT 4.5 chats. If you're a subscriber, you might have already noticed pop-ups informing you of how many reports or chats you have left for the month. This is a big step in transparency, helping users manage their subscriptions more effectively. For those new to these features, Deep Research and GPT 4.5 are part of OpenAI's premium offerings. While ChatGPT Pro users enjoy full access without limits, Plus users are slightly more restricted. They're capped at 10 deep research reports per month, a significant drop compared to the Pro's unlimited access. As for GPT 4.5, the exact limits for Plus users remain a bit murky, but it's clear that Pro users get the full suite of capabilities. This move to make limits more visible is not just about managing expectations, it's about empowering users to make informed decisions about their subscriptions. If you're like Chris Smith, a tech journalist and ChatGPT Plus subscriber, you might appreciate the ability to see how many deep research reports you have left just by hovering over a button. It's a small but impactful change that enhances user experience. Even if you're not ready to upgrade to the Pro tier, knowing your limits helps you plan your usage. And if you do find yourself bumping up against those restrictions, the pop-ups provide a convenient upgrade option. But for many, like Chris, the Plus tier offers just the right balance of features and cost. With OpenAI continuing to develop and test new models like GPT 4.5, these insights into usage limits are invaluable. They not only help users maximize their current subscriptions, but also inform decisions if and when OpenAI introduces its next big thing, like the anticipated GPT-5. So, whether you're a casual user or a tech enthusiast, these updates ensure you're never left guessing about your ChatGPT capabilities. Stay tuned as we continue to explore more about how AI is evolving and reshaping our daily interactions. ChatGPT has really taken off over the last 2 years, becoming a go-to for quick answers, writing help, and even companionship. But it turns out, there's a bit more to the story. A recent report by OpenAI and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology Media Lab has revealed some intriguing insights about heavy users of ChatGPT and their feelings of loneliness. Imagine you've got this amazing tool that can chat with you about anything, anytime. It's like having a friend who's always available. But what happens when that friend is not really a person? OpenAI and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology Media Lab wanted to find out if prolonged usage of ChatGPT might actually have some downsides, especially when it comes to how people feel emotionally connected or disconnected. Their research involved two separate studies. One analyzed approximately 40 million real interactions using automated tools to detect expressions of loneliness and emotional bonding. The other recruited about 1,000 participants for a 4-week trial, tracking how their feelings evolved after daily sessions with ChatGPT. It's fascinating because, in the large-scale study, no humans actually read the conversations. Instead, a machine classifier picked up on phrases related to sadness, dependence, or affection, ensuring user privacy by not storing the original text. In the smaller, more hands-on trial, participants were asked to chat with either a neutral or more lively voice version of ChatGPT. Researchers then monitored changes in loneliness, social interaction, and dependence. They were curious to see if certain patterns emerged after repeated use. Turns out most people, the ones who just pop in for a quick chat, didn't experience major emotional changes. They kept their interactions task-oriented, and some even felt a slight lift in spirits when using the voice mode. However, the story shifts when we look at heavy users, or as the researchers call them, power users. These individuals spend long hours in personal conversations with ChatGPT, and some begin to rely on it for comfort. The research suggests that these users are more likely to feel isolated and might withdraw from real-world social interactions in favor of AI companionship. It's a bit like how social media can sometimes amplify feelings of isolation. So, what's the takeaway from all this? OpenAI and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology Media Lab emphasize that tools like ChatGPT aren't substitutes for human relationships. While occasional chats can lift your mood, overuse might lead to increased loneliness, especially for those already feeling isolated. The findings also hint that voice interactions could improve emotional well-being if used wisely, but there's a risk of falling into a cycle where the AI initially eases loneliness, only to intensify it with prolonged reliance. This is just the beginning of understanding conversational AI's impact on our emotional lives. The researchers believe more trials are necessary to see if these loneliness patterns shift as ChatGPT continues to evolve. It's a reminder that while technology can enhance our lives, it's important to stay mindful of how we use it, especially when it comes to our emotional well-being. Despite recent advances in AI-generated videos, biases in tools like OpenAI's Sora remain glaringly apparent. A Wired investigation reviewed hundreds of AI-generated videos and found that Sora's model continues to perpetuate sexist, racist, and ableist stereotypes. In Sora's world, everyone looks good, but pilots, CEOs, and college professors are men, while flight attendants, receptionists, and childcare workers are women. Disabled people are predominantly shown as wheelchair users, interracial relationships are tricky to generate, and fat people aren't depicted running. OpenAI acknowledges these issues, with spokesperson Leah Anise stating that bias is an industry-wide problem. The company is actively researching how to adjust training data and user prompts to generate less biased videos. However, they also recognize that overcorrections can be equally harmful. The root of this problem often lies in how these AI systems operate, absorbing vast amounts of training data that reflect existing social biases. During the content moderation process, these biases can be further ingrained. Research has shown that AI systems don't just reflect human biases, they can amplify them. To better understand how Sora reinforces these stereotypes, Wired reporters generated and analyzed 250 videos focusing on people, relationships, and job titles. The biases identified are likely not limited to just one AI model, as past investigations have demonstrated similar issues across many generative AI tools. For instance, when Sora was tasked with generating videos of individuals in various professions, no women appeared as pilots, while all flight attendants were women. College professors, CEOs, and political leaders were men, whereas childcare workers, nurses, and receptionists were women. This reflects gendered expectations around certain roles, which can be traced back to skewed training data. Interestingly, when asked for a person smiling, 9 out of 10 videos featured women, mirroring societal expectations that women should always appear pleasant. Sora also showed more diversity in skin tone for political leaders, but roles like college professors and pilots skewed towards lighter skin tones. The investigation also highlighted how Sora struggles with depicting diversity in relationships. Prompts like a gay couple invariably depicted two men, while an interracial relationship often resulted in a black couple, or occasionally, a white couple. This lack of diversity can erase or negate advances in representation for marginalized groups. Overall, Sora's videos present a narrow view of the world, with a high degree of repetition in details beyond demographic traits. This stock image aesthetic might stem from the type of training data used or how the system was fine-tuned. Addressing these biases is no easy task. While improving diversity in training data is an obvious step, it's not a cure-all and could lead to other ethical dilemmas. AI researcher Reva Schwartz suggests that solving bias requires more than technical fixes. It needs interdisciplinary collaboration to understand the societal risks these models pose. As OpenAI continues to expand Sora to more users and potentially integrates it with ChatGPT, there's a push for developers to tackle these bias issues head-on. While there's a capitalist incentive to address diversity and inclusion, it's clear that more needs to be done to ensure these models accurately and fairly represent our diverse world. Meta Platforms and OpenAI are making strategic moves to expand their footprint in India by eyeing potential partnerships with Reliance Industries. This could be a game changer in the Indian AI landscape. Imagine the powerhouse combination of American AI giants linking up with one of India's most influential conglomerates. The talks between these companies and Reliance, led by Mukesh Ambani, are still in the early stages. But the prospect of Meta or OpenAI joining forces with Reliance to launch AI models in India is already creating a buzz. If you think about it, this partnership could pave the way for advanced AI tools to reach both businesses and consumers across the country. OpenAI is reportedly keen on forming a product and sales alliance with Reliance, particularly through its telecommunications unit, Reliance Jio. The idea is to distribute OpenAI's popular ChatGPT models and other AI solutions, potentially making them available to enterprise customers via an application programming interface. It's a plan that could make ChatGPT more accessible and widespread in India. Interestingly, Reliance is also considering hosting and running OpenAI models locally to ensure all personal customer data remains within India. This is a crucial consideration given the increasing emphasis on data privacy and localization. Plus, there's talk of OpenAI slashing ChatGPT Plus subscription prices in India, although it's unclear if Reliance is on board with this pricing strategy yet. On the Meta front, details are still under wraps, but any collaboration with Reliance could significantly boost Meta's presence in India's nascent AI market. Both tech giants are looking at Reliance's ambitious plans to build a massive 3-gigawatt data center in Jamnagar, Gujarat, which will be powered entirely by green energy. This aligns well with both companies' goals for sustainability and digital expansion. In essence, these potential alliances could transform India's AI market, offering cutting-edge tools and solutions while fostering local infrastructure and data management. It's a fascinating development that could redefine how AI operates in one of the world's largest and most dynamic markets. Here's a fascinating development in the world of digital finance. OpenAI's CEO, Sam Altman, is reportedly in talks with Visa to create a crypto stablecoin payment wallet. Imagine a wallet that functions like a mini bank account, revolutionizing self-custody and on-chain card features. This could be a game changer for how we think about digital payments. The World Network, which is part of Altman's WorldCoin project, is at the heart of these discussions. The aim is to partner with Visa, a payment giant, to bring forth a new way of integrating Visa card functionality with crypto. It's not just about making payments. It's about creating a seamless experience for users to manage their digital assets. According to reports, this collaboration could introduce a range of fintech and foreign exchange applications, including fiat on and off ramps, and stablecoin-based payments to Visa's extensive merchant network worldwide. It's like having the financial world at your fingertips, all through a single wallet. Tools for Humanity, the team behind WorldCoin and the World Network, has already sent a request for product form to card issuers, including Visa. They're envisioning a connected wallet strategy where users can trade various assets, turning the World Wallet into a versatile mini bank account accessible to everyone. This move comes amid a growing shift towards cryptocurrency in the United States, with stablecoins at the forefront. With Visa's involvement, the potential for mainstream adoption of such a wallet is huge. It could redefine how we interact with our finances in the digital age. That's it for today's OpenAI Daily Brief. With Sam Altman and Visa exploring a crypto stablecoin wallet, the intersection of AI and finance continues to promise exciting innovations. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.